Lesson 19. The Students. Here are Mr. Priestley's students. Look at them. They are just coming to his house for their lessons. You will often meet them in this book and the other books of Essential English. We are going to be present at their lessons, and we are going to listen to them talking together. They are going to talk about their work and their holidays, their countries and their lives, their joys and their sorrows. They will tell you what they like and what they dislike. They will tell you stories. They will write letters, tell jokes and songs for you. I hope that you will soon know them and like them and feel that you and they are friends. Here is the first one to come. This is Jan. He is generally early. He doesn't like to be a minute late for his lessons. He is not only very clever, but he is also a very hard worker and likes to do everything well. He has rather dark brown hair and good grey eyes. He is not very tall, but he is strong, swims well, and is a good footballer. And who is this? This is Lucille. Lucille is beautiful and gay. She is tall and slim, with big dark eyes and black hair. She goes out to dinner, or a dance, or a theatre almost every evening, and doesn't generally get to bed until very late at night, or rather early in the morning. So you see, Lucille doesn't do very much work. This is Olaf. Isn't he a big fellow? He is 6'3" tall. He can walk and climb all day, and he never feels tired. He is as strong as a horse. He has blue eyes and yellow hair. He doesn't talk much, but he thinks a lot. Here is Pedro. He is very handsome, tall and dark and well-dressed. He is rich and clever, too. He does everything well. He is Spanish, but he speaks English and can talk well about almost everything, music, pictures, other countries, literature, and life. The next one to come is Frida. She has brown hair and big grey eyes. She doesn't talk much. She is rather quiet, but is very kind and nice. They all like her. I think that she is pretty, and so do all the other students, except Jan. He thinks that she is beautiful. And here's the last one. He is generally the last one to come, but the first to go away. This is Hob. He is certainly not handsome, or hard-working, or clever, but he thinks that he is all these. He doesn't like swimming or football. He thinks that they are too much like hard work. He doesn't like study. He says that study makes him tired. He isn't polite, and he isn't well dressed. He doesn't always listen to lessons in class. He sometimes goes to sleep there. He isn't quiet. He talks a lot. He is a good eater and a good sleeper. But he is good-hearted and loves a joke. He knows a lot of funny stories, and he always wants to tell them to you. Now they are going into Mr. Priestley's study. We will follow them in and meet them there in Lesson 20.